Okay, here we go.
Yo.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK FM, KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle, and streaming live at KZOK.com.
Eric Clapton's birthday today. Is he 65? Slow hand. All right, a couple past nine, and more comments for Joe on the text message. Jesus, Joe, you're a grown man. You do. Oh, this isn't going the way I thought it would. Tell them all to shut their yaps, and you do what you want to do. There you go. There's one for you, Joe.
There's about 50 for me on here.
you can't let Joe read these because he's getting the truth here.
Weight Watchers will flip, Joe. You'll lose over 20 pounds. Hey, maybe Joe doesn't want to spend his vacation there. Maybe he wants to decide how he wants to spend his vacation. I don't blame him. Other people saying, you'll be proud. We're proud of you. Community, country, world vision. Is it because you're a big guy you don't want to go?
Well, there's many factors. I mean,
big is a factor, though?
Well, that's July, Bangladesh. I mean, I don't go to Orlando in July. You know, I don't go to...
Because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Have you met Steve Kwan?
Yes, I have.
Would you say you guys are like brothers?
We could be brothers from different mothers. You
all
bet.
Right. We're similar. Yeah, how many trips he goes on every year?
That's true. I mean, that's what my wife said. She's worried about just the heat. I mean, I'm not afraid, but it is, you know, it's the 4th of July. I mean, I didn't know when the dates are because nobody told me
about
this.
Actually, we did tell you.
When are the dates?
It's our vacation. 4th of July.
Yeah, it's our vacation. There's another one.
Yeah, we just mentioned that a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it's the 4th of July.
Not like it's a brand new surprise.
Yankees are in town, big series against
the
Mariners.
Oh, we can't go there.
We can't keep children from dying. The Yankees are here.
Well, I mean, I want to do my part, but somebody should be back here to maintain the control of things. You know?
Okay, let's make this deal. Luciana wants to go. She's desperate. And I want Luciana to go because I need a break from her, definitely.
Luciana said she'll go in your place.
She can videotape everything. And you, Joe, you and me, here together. Huh? We drink, we do have fun, we do whatever you want. What do you think of that?
I like that deal. I mean, I like that deal just fine.
Okay, sign, Bob.
You trying to get away from your wife?
Oh, definitely. I need a break.
Well, let's take a look at the dates, actually, because when are the dates? I know the 4th of July is a Sunday.
I think
this
she
year.
Needs you to be around you then. I think she's ovulating at that particular week.
No, she's not. No, don't bring that up. Anyhow, so...
She wants to have a baby, right?
Okay, let's... Joe, seriously, you can take Luciana. I don't mind. I trust you guys. I know you're not going to do anything indecent with her, so please.
Why don't you give her the baby she wants?
Bangladesh, basically.
Pedro, why don't you go to Bangladesh and bring home a baby?
No, I cannot go to Bangladesh. Yeah. No.
Aren't you jealous of Eric now that he has a little baby?
No, I'm proud of him. I'm really proud. I admire that.
You guys would make pretty adequate parents.
Yeah. All the way up to adequate? Huh? No. Ready to go there, are you?
Well, I looked at Pedro before I spoke. I didn't want to misspeak. Okay, our Facebook shout-out today, Eileen Hensler. Eileen Hensler, if you give us a call before the end of the show, we've got a prize for you this morning. 5 minutes past nine, we're going to have the youngster who put together South Butt Clothing as a parody of North Face. And North Face is in court trying to sue this guy because they say it's a copyright infringement. Is it copyright infringement or is it parody? I think it's about as obvious that it's parody as you could possibly be. Will this kid win or will he lose? Well, Spike made the very good point that most of the time, he who has the most money for lawyers wins, yeah. i.e. the big corporation. And you made the point, too. I'm sorry.
$7 billion.
I can't remember everybody.
It's okay.
I just jumped on
I just
her
thought
wagon.
I'd jump in there.
$7 billion industry he's taken on.
So, you guys, normally I would default to that usually the corporation with the most lawyers wins.
And war chest, right?
War chest. It may be that case in this situation, too. However, I think that because the crux of this lawsuit is whether there would be confusion between a butt and a face, I think the entertainment value of that sends this all the way up as far as the highest court and intrigues that ACLU group, which has lots of money. Mm-hmm. To support things that they can get the most publicity from. I once asked my attorney, and I'm getting hassled about song parodies with the ACLU, Stand By Me, and they said no.
Why?
Why wouldn't the ACLU stand by me? Because I'm a fat cat radio DJ, and I don't need their help. And radio morning show DJs are not, like, they have a kind of a, some of them are apparently shocking.
Yeah.
So I said, well, that's not fair. But in this case, here you have a college kid trying to be an entrepreneur, and he's attacking this huge corporation. Not really. All he did is make a parody, and they attacked him. He's on the phone right now. Would you like to meet him?
Love to.
Jimmy Winkleman, hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. We've been reading all about you this morning. And you're a college freshman. You're a bit of a, you're kind of geeky looking, if it's okay for me to say that.
Well, I guess that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got, those are some big ears.
Oh, I know. I'm like Dumbo over here.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I told Bob, I don't think that's really you. I think that's a great.
Is that a logo
geek,
where you actually doctored
you
the ears?
Found, you know, Martin, Alfred E. Newman looking.
Yeah, I think my lawyer calls me a cross between Alfred E. Newman and Skippy the Punk.
There you go.
I guess it's all right. You.
But we love you, and we love your story. Here you are.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Here you are creating a parody, really funny, obviously funny, that is a takeoff on North Face. You call it the South Butt, a parody apparel company, and they are coming after you with all knives and guns a-blaring, right?
I mean, yeah, they're coming at me with pretty much everything they got.
During this interview, by the way, we're going to give away some South Butt backpacks.
Oh, awesome. Yes, that'll be good.
All right, so...
We're also thinking about coming out with some Seattle series South Butt stuff for all the rain you guys have to deal with up in Seattle.
But Jimmy, if it's a parody, this thing better be made of tissue paper and fall apart in the rain. Because if it's really a rain jacket, is it a parody?
It is a parody.
It's a rain jacket.
Well, I mean, but North Face doesn't own all rain jackets. They own rain jackets that say North Face on them. Now, I'll let Jimmy continue this. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I mean, basically, we are a parody company. You know, we're making fun of the North Face, but we're trying to do it in a way that we still provide good quality clothing and stuff. And I'm always trying to get the clothes of the quality of everything as high as I can get in terms of what we have right now to make everything. So, yeah, we're just really trying to stay on top.
So this isn't novelty stuff. This is really
real
good quality clothing.
That's what we're aiming for.
For people who like to sit on their...
sit on their butt and relax with some good clothes.
When's your court date with the North Face?
I know tomorrow. I'm down in Panama City, Florida right now. Crazy, crazy time.
Spring break.
But, it's fun. Been a nutsy time.
is being the CEO of North Face helping you out with the ladies down there in
South Butt?
South Butt. North,
I'm sorry, South Butt.
Just a bit. But I mean, it's been awesome. The holiday has been great to us. They're letting us give out free T-shirts on the stage and everything. So it's been a lot of fun.
Incidentally, any confusion would be North Face's fault because they're the ones that are calling attention to you, right?
I mean, yeah, and thanks. I mean, the company was going nowhere until the North Face decided to sue me, and I mean, then the media got a hold of it, and the word got out there, and we found out really how much people like the South Butt. So,
how much clothing are you selling?
What?
How much clothing are you selling?
We're selling. I mean, I don't have exact numbers, but
it's not good to put exact numbers on the airwaves when you're in a lawsuit with a big company, by the way. You're a smart young man.
But is it...
expectations, let's put it that.
Are you getting rich?
I guess.
I guess. Way to be vague.
For my age group, I'm definitely...
doing well.
I guess rich.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, I was reading that the lawyers for North Face are going after you and your dad and trying to dig up some dirt on you and busted you to your dad a little bit. Is that right?
Oh, my, I know. I don't know if that, my dad's deposition, it only lasted, I don't know how long, but he got real worked up at this law firm. I don't know if I'm allowed to go into all the details with it all, but pretty much it, from what I understand, is this law firm my dad hired to do work for his old company, and they started asking him about things in regards to that case.
Oh, I was actually talking about you. And
what did they say about him?
Well, I was kind of curious to know about how a pot possession charge got reduced to litter. That's some good lawyering on
up?
Your part.
I don't know. I got a good lawyer. That was Mike Hamilton.
Honest kid.
That's
I love
the guy
this kid.
I want taking on
I
North
love
Face.
You. I'm buying one of your shirts today,
no
buddy.
No doubt, bro.
Yeah. Jimmy, Catherine wants to say hi to you from Seattle. Catherine, go ahead.
Hi. I think North Face is being a butt. And this is entrepreneurship. This is America. I think it's fabulous. I think South Butt sounds fun.
Just live the American dream. That's all I'm trying to do.
All right. Thank you, Catherine. So where are we at in the proceedings? Your dad has taken a deposition. You're going to court with them. I got to ask this because it's crucial. They have all the money in the world. Do you?
I don't have all the money in the world, but, I mean, they don't have all the evidence in the world. I mean,
can you afford to defend yourself in a long process where they outspend you legally? I'm sure you and your dad have discussed this.
We've worked out a system with our lawyer so we can pay him and you know, keep him happy. And Al Watkins has been a great guy. He's really been helping us out big time with getting the word out there and everything.
What about the American Civil Liberties Union? Have you contacted them?
No, I haven't contacted them. I mean, Al's been pretty much doing everything for us. He's been great.
Jimmy, can you continue to sell South Butt while this thing is in litigation? Have they got a cease and desist on you or anything?
No, they have not. They have not been able to file that cease and desist yet. So, I mean, we're still selling them like crazy. Check it out, the www.thesouthbutt.com.
Thesouthbutt.com, because South Butt was already a diet, and that was already taken. The South Butt diet.
April 12th, that's the date that you're going to be in court, or at least they're going to be in court to try to get an injunction against you?
Yeah, and then tomorrow I have to fly back from Panama to St. Louis to go to the mediation, which is going to be on April 1st.
Now, are you going to have a big, like, 50% off sale on April 10th, I mean, for a couple days, just in case?
I mean, we're thinking about doing that, I mean, because after that date, I don't know, you might not be able to get Southwest stuff anymore.
So. And you might be stuck with a lot of it. I mean, it might be good.
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't know if we would want to put stuff on sale because I feel like, you know, this is your last chance to get it.
You would probably raise the price. You're a very smart man. If you lose, you could always appeal, but it becomes more and more money. And if they are able to remove your clothing from the market while this is decided, of course, they interrupt the stream of cash.
Yeah.
Have you thought about this?
See, we still have a system set up where we could proceed with the legal stuff. And
we have a system set up.
Lawyer.
So how are okay? You don't have to tell me how you're paying your lawyer, but you're confident that you can fight this all the way.
Yeah, and the main reason I'm not confident because we figured out a way, you know, to pay for all this because of all the sales we got from the South. But I mean, I'm really confident that we could win. You know, we don't have anything in common with their logo. During my deposition, they didn't ask me once about confusing the consumer or anything, which means that their main argument probably doesn't have much grounds to it. So
okay, but you know, a company can be wrong and still effectively win because they can outspend you.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Ooh,
I mean,
is there a figure they could pay you to go away, Jimmy?
Well, at the mediation, I guess we'll find out.
I love this kid.
Maybe they'll just buy
one of us out them and take them home.
Remind me of the guy who bought the Harrier jet. Remember, years ago?
Oh, yeah, the Pepsi points.
Yeah, if I get bought out at the mediation and then come back to Panama City, Florida, it's going to be...
Okay, so it's not so much about principle. But hey, Jimmy, more power to you, my friend.
All right, well, thank you guys very much.
Be well. We're going to give away some backpacks. They'll be on sale half off. We apparently are doing a promotion with you. The backpacks will be on sale for half off this afternoon on the Stairway to Savings page at KZOK.com. We've set up a promotion with your company.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, on our Facebook page, you can buy the Southfoot conversion kit, and all that money goes to Children's Hospital, so that's a good cause. So anyone,
what is the Southfoot conversion kit?
The Southfoot conversion kit, it comes with a bumper sticker, a few other stickers, and then some iron-on patches and an actual Southfoot sewing kit, so you can convert any clothes you want into the Southfoot clothes.
Any North Face clothes.
He's not going to say that.
Oh, it could be the North Face.
Awesome. Be whatever. It's your it's freedom of speech. Jimmy Winkleman in Panama City, Florida. Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, no problem, guys. Thanks a bunch.
Bye-bye. People are going nuts on the phones. Do you want me to take one?
Well, they're calling for the backpacks. How do we want to give
them away? Oh, how do we want to give them away?
Yeah.
Okay. I hadn't thought about that.
We only have, two, I think.
Take caller number 11 and 12.
Done.
Okay.
How do we go from 5 to 2?
Well, we could do 5.
No, I don't want to. I just want to know how we did it. I'm thinking we should probably have the
magic.
Yeah.
We have a system.
Nothing says Bangladesh like a nice full South Butt backpack. Let's go.
I'll do 5.
We'll buy our own.
Yeah, I'll buy
give away the 5.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
This kid deserves a little commerce.
I am buying South Butt now to support this kid, Shelley. He is selling buttloads.
South buttloads.
Can he make a line of Downtown Joe apparel for his trip with you, Spike, and Bob? I will go in Joe's place if he doesn't want to go to Bangladesh. If he doesn't want to grow himself into a better person. My passport is current. Joe, look how enlightened Bob was when he returned from Africa.
He got up on level with me. I mean, we're like almost equals now. You'll become almost a superhuman if you get that kind of loving.
Okay. Also, ex-nanny to Paul McCartney's kid is suing Heather Mills. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I did hear about this.
Former nanny for Paul McCartney's ex-wife, Heather Mills, described her Monday as a bitter and dishonest employee. Employer, excuse me. Heather Mills was a bitter and dishonest employer who forced her to work overtime without pay. Can we get her on the phone? I just love talking to British nannies. Sarah Trumbull, 26 years old. She's the British nanny.
That'd be her grandmother.
I don't think you could do it 26 years.
No, I'm 24. Oh, I'm not Florida any water.
She's suing. Here's what she's suing her for: sex discrimination and unfair dismissal. Saying the model effectively stripped her of her nanny role when she gave birth to her own baby. How is that sex discrimination? Not clear. Trumbull, who was hired by the ex-model to look after her daughter with McCartney in 2004, told an employment tribunal in southern England that she often worked without pay as the couple stayed out late. When Mills split from the former Beatle 2 years later, Trumbull said she provided Mills with a shoulder to cry on and a couple extra legs. Trumbull said that Mills gave her gifts, including a convertible, when her daughter was born. But she said Mills also demanded that she return to work when she was still out on maternity leave. Trumbull says she was horrified when Mills told a meeting of her staff that a new nanny would be looking after Beatrice and that Trumbull would instead be a full-time cleaner.
Dun, dun, dun.
I hate to say it, but I might be on Heather Mills' side here. You're 26.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be Paul McCartney's nanny. Mm-hmm. Maybe not Paul McCartney's nanny, but he's going to need one soon.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to be Paul McCartney's kid's nanny.
Yeah. Yeah.
They bought you a convertible, but they were also demanding. Tough.
There isn't a rock star nanny union. I mean, you know, that's a very exclusive job you've got there.
Yeah, but if you've got maternity leave coming, it's a predetermined amount of time, and you're not ready to get back in the saddle. And
so you quit.
Sounds like a mom who wants to be a mom and wants to cash out. She's made her money, so she wants, you know, what way to make more than to go ahead and file a lawsuit.
And Heather Mills is an easy target.
Yeah, she is. Well, she can't hop around.
Is Trumbull got a kid now?
Yeah, she has a child of her own. She probably doesn't even want to work for them. And a nice severance package.
Oh, I see. When she gave birth to her own baby, I thought Heather had her another baby or something. Okay. Let's get her on the phone. Maybe she'll talk to us.
Yeah, Luciana's trying to reach her.
Let's see. Barack Obama's going to throw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals on April 5th, the 100th anniversary of a presidential pitch to start the season. Every president has done it, or has any president not done it?
Good question.
If it's a 100th anniversary, I assume that it's every year.
It's one of the most time-honored traditions of the presidency, his first pitch of the season.
Boy, they're really ripping into this health care on the right-wing shows. You listen to that stuff, right, Pedro?
Yeah, I love it more and more.
You like it?
I mean, I enjoy this. I mean, it's just political discussion. Sometimes it's lame, but you like people when people discuss politics. It's healthy for the country.
To me, it doesn't seem like discussion so much as brainwash.
Depends who you listen to. There are certain shows, political conservative people, that just basically pundit, and there are others that open the phone lines for people to discuss.
So here's what I gathered from all of this, just for you guys.
Okay.
Because I know you're not going to like watch Hannity.
Nah.
Nope.
Which would you rather do, watch Hannity every night or go to Bangladesh?
Ah, boy. I'd have to sleep on that one.
Yeah.
I watch a little Shepard Smith now and then, I will confess.
And I like O'Reilly, actually, more. I don't really like Hannity, but I watched them last night. So the deal on this health care seems to be that the Republicans now, just like when Medicare was passed, now want to repeal it. The problem is they face the same problem the Democrats would. To repeal it, they would actually need 61 or 60 senators? I forget how many. Something like that.
60.
Supermajority?
So they would need a supermajority to repeal it.
Okay.
Because Obama will veto anything that they do. But what they could do if they retake Congress, and I guess that means the House and the Senate.
Right, in September. Or
if they retake with a simple majority, they could vote to defund it. They could simply vote away the money with a simple majority.
That'll and help Americans.
Well, it would be
reconciliation. Is it through reconciliation again that they would?
I'm not sure exactly how. Again, I'm just watching. Watching right wing stuff, and I'm sitting there soaking it up.
Well, you vote the budget every year, right? You vote the budget.
Right. You just defund something, right. And even if it's law, I guess it's. And there would be a huge fight, and it would be. It would actually, ironically, be Armageddon. Because what they said, and by the way, they even admit this, is that once Americans get used to a benefit, you can't take it away.
This is true.
Social Security, we're used to it.
Yeah.
Medicare, we're used to it. Imagine what it would be like to repeal those things.
Well, you've been paying into them your whole career. Why would you want to repeal it? That's money you put in. That's money you're owed. You're due. You paid in. You paid in Social Security. You paid Medicare.
No, I get it. That's why you wouldn't want to.
Of course,
but, the reason that it doesn't work is that it's broke and it doesn't actually pay for itself.
Did you talk much American politics when we were overseas a couple weeks ago?
Little bit, with like shopkeeps and stuff.
Yeah. I talked to a few people and they're they just love Obama, and everybody says, oh, it's so nice that you Americans have a great leader. And I've talked to a lot of people. I ran into this Scottish guy. Ireland and Scotland are playing rugby, and the Scottish guy goes, you Americans are okay, but I can't stand your president. I said, no, we got rid of that guy. We have Obama now. He goes, yeah, that's the one.
That's the one I can't stand.
Yeah, I said, really? I'm surprised.
Oh, believe me, it's flip-flop. The equal number of people can't stand him as used to not can't stand Bush.
And I said, what do you do? He says, oh, I'm in oil. I work for an oil company. I said, okay, well, I understand.
You were a big Bush supporter.
He had it good under the Bush years. He used to go to Houston a lot and stuff. But most people over there really...
In Europe, yeah. On the other hand, and this was part of the scare tactic, they're predicting that Obama will have to come up with a national VAT. And you know what a VAT is? Value-added tax. Yeah. In Europe, it's like 20%. And it's what it amounts to, a national 20% sales tax. It would be in addition to your 10% sales tax you already pay in King County. So you would pay 30%. If you bought something for $100, it would cost $130.
Wow.
You have been watching Fox.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah. That they are. Yeah.
You watch that, don't you?
No, I don't watch it.
Yes, you do.
I know. I was wondering where did you hear that?
That's scare tactic.
And I thought that's a scare tactic because no one's ever proposed such a thing.
I've never heard of that.
Well,
before.
It's a great proposal. I hate to say. I mean,
you think it'll be a good idea?
Well, I don't know if it's a good idea, but it's a fair idea. The way you tax the people with the most is to tax products that are bought. The people that buy more pay more. I'm not saying I like it, being a guy who bought a Volvo last year and, you know...
The Chinese Volvo.
Being a guy who eats a lot out a lot more than I should.
That's a fat right. tax.
But that's the way you... That's a fat tax, literally. Yeah. That's what it is. It's a tax on people who spend money.
Anyway, they're saying we're going the way of Europe, which it's like Europe is the new evil.
Well, Europe's... isn't that the success story? The European Union? Hasn't that...
Not really, actually. It's been a real disaster.
Has it?
Yeah, because you got a couple of bankrupt countries that are dragging the whole thing down. Okay. Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, Spain, basically bankrupt. And in England and Germany, doing well. Mm-hmm. Not as well, but better. It's awful. And they have humongous taxes. And yes, you get free health care. So if you get sick, you're generally pretty well covered.
And not a single execution in Europe all last year. Texas can't say
you
that.
Afraid you've done something?
No.
Okay. We'll be right back.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station. Proud to stand behind what they build, Chevy backs its new models with a 5-year, 100,000-mile transferable powertrain limited warranty. Whichever comes first. See dealer for details.
Unlock $150 when you open a Key Express free checking account by April 30th. And make one KeyBank Rewards debit card transaction and a combination of two direct deposits and or automated payments, each of $100 or more by July 2nd. It's that simple.
Unlock great rewards. With KeyBank, everyday purchases add up quickly. Start earning points today to redeem for the things you really care about, like travel, electronics, and gift cards to popular restaurants and retailers.
Unlock your possibilities. Get $150 when you open a Key Express free checking account by April 30th and meet additional requirements by July 2nd. Stop in, call us at 877-KEY-ONLY or visit key.com/cash.
The $150 gift will be reported on Form 1099 INT. Account early closure fee and other miscellaneous charges may apply. You must have a Key Bank Rewards debit card. The rewards program annual fee is waived for the first year. This is the basic banking account in New York. Offer not available to individuals that have opened a Key Bank checking account in the last 12 months. Other terms and conditions apply. Key Bank is member FDIC.
Hi there, it's me, Lou Manfredini. When I give home improvement advice, I take it seriously because it affects the value of your home. So I only recommend quality products. To replace drafty old windows and patio doors that stick, there's Marvin Windows and Doors. They're built around you. You know, every Marvin window and door is made to order using the finest materials and craftsmanship. There's value in that. Get more styles and options. Increase your home's curb appeal. Bring the outdoors in. And Marvin Windows and Doors are energy efficient to help lower your heating and cooling bills. Now is the time to get the energy tax credit. Qualifying Marvin products can save you up to $1,500. That's something I'd take seriously. Learn more today from your local Marvin retailer.
Call Lundgren Adams in Seattle at 206-789-1122 or visit LundgrenEnterprises.com. And ask about the energy tax credit. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
This is the story of a man. A brave man, a tough man, a man of the Northwest. Impervious to freezing wind, cold, and blue extremities. A man not afraid to make the most of an opportunity to catch some rays.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile number 45. 50 degrees shirts off guy.
The sun's breaking out. Put on those shades. Prepare for a blinding white flash of naked torso. So what if there are ice crystals hanging off your nose hair? It's just another day at the park or the beach or on the boat. 50 degrees, shirts off guy. You're one of us. And you deserve an insurance company that shares your independent Northwest spirit. A local company based right here. Not beholden to some multinational holding company and not afraid to go its own way. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
It's week number 4 of Starbucks' 8-week coffee journey. Now through May 3rd, you can try a different bold blend each week at your local Starbucks. This week's featured coffee is Komodo Dragon Blend. Those who've tried it know there's nothing quite like a wake-up call from the dragon. This appropriately named bold brew is earthy with spicy and herbal notes. Add a little fire to your morning. Hit your local Starbucks and grab a cup of Komodo Dragon and your coffee journey card today. Experience more at Starbucks.com.
This is Nissan Now, a sales event with our best deals ever on our strongest lineup ever. Nissan Altima ranked highest among midsize cars in initial quality for 2009 by J.D. Power & Associates. Lease it now for just $199. Hurry, ends March 31st. Get your new Nissan now. $29.99 initial payment on Altima 2.5S. Excludes tax, title, license, non-refundable $5.95 acquisition fee. 39 months. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Ends 3-31-10. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Residential Electric Services. R-E-S. R-E-S-P-O-N-D. Responding to you instantly. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Treating you respectfully. R-E-S-C-U-E-D. You're rescued in your time of need. Only one place to call when it comes to wiring. Residential Electric Services. R-E-S.
As the weather turns wet and windy, don't be caught in the dark and the cold this season. Call RES for your backup generator and transfer switch needs. RES is a family of more than 50 contractors with expertise in all types and brands of generators. Call 888-RES-4239. That's 888-737-4239. Or visit RESContractors.net. Holy smokes, this Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is $51 million. Buy a ticket today. Overall odds are 1 in 40, must be 18 to purchase. Go to WALottery.com for details. Know your limits.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Okay, here's Jimmy Fallon. He's been doing some funny stuff. He has Brian Williams on, and Brian Williams slow jams the news with him.
Last week, after more than a year of intense rhetoric and partisan bickering, President Obama signed the first sweeping overhaul of our nation's health care system into law.
Yeah. Like my boy Brilliant said, there was a lot of hard campaigning, a lot of heated exchanges, sweaty brows. Legislators held backdoor sessions in their congressional chambers all night long.
All night long. Congress burned the midnight oil for real. But like Biden said, this is a big effing deal.
The new legislation extends coverage to 30 million or so Americans. It allows parents to keep children on their plans longer and closes the so-called donut hole in prescription coverage for senior citizens.
You heard him right, baby. This bill's gonna fill your donut hole. So go tell all the single senior ladies that they ain't gonna have to sneak out for secret rendezvous with that Canadian pill man anymore.
It's been a whole week since Pelosi lowered a gavel, but I gotta say, I don't see no death panels.
The passage of health care reform has proved difficult, with the final version of the bill receiving zero Republican support.
Williams knows what's up. The Democrats were left with their mouths wide open as they watched the legislative reform get blocked over and over again by Congressman John Boehner.
Jimmy, we've gone over this. He is Ohio Congressman John Boehner.
Yeah, I forgot. Hey, what was the name of the congressman who got the white powder sent to him?
No, we're not going to go there.
I just want to be concerned about,
it's your job today to get me to say Congressman Mark Wiener.
Oh, yeah.
to say.
With the midterms in the fall, expect things to get rocky.
Let's hope that the president doesn't get too cocky.
It's hard to ignore that healthcare is more, more controversial than previous before. Let's see if Obama can change it for you.
And that is how we slow jam the news.
Yeah. All right, love Jimmy.
Yeah, outstanding.
See why you like song parodies, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't kidding.
He's great.
He's good at it. Stephen Colbert was on talking about people's reactions to the health care reform bill passing. And I guess, so they were on vacation last week, Colbert and Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
So they're back. Here's Stephen Colbert's take.
Of course, emotions surrounding health care reform are running high.
An envelope filled with white powder showed up at one of Democrat Anthony Weiner's New York offices.
Investigators believe that a gas line was intentionally cut outside of a house of a Democratic congressman's brother.
We've talked about a coffin that was placed on a lawmaker's lawn. Can you believe that? A coffin.
At least 10 other members of Congress were also threatened this week, ranging from menacing phone calls to having a brick thrown through an office window. Republican Congressman Eric Cantor saying that a bullet was fired through his office window.
I never thought I would live to see the dark day when Americans know who their congressmen are. I'll tell you the real death threat here. Obama's dirty tactics have killed all hope of bipartisanship. This is what John McCain said last week.
There will be no cooperation for the rest of this year.
Sorry, Obama. You can kiss all that Republican cooperation. Goodbye.
Yeah. All right, 9:39 to the newsroom we go. Maura, what's going on today?
Well, the president has just finished signing the final health care reform legislation. The reconciliation package is what it was called. The site was chosen he went to a Virginia community college, and that site was chosen so they could highlight the changes in the federal student aid program that the reconciliation package included.
We've been trying to fix a sweetheart deal in federal law that essentially gave billions of dollars to banks to act as unnecessary middlemen in administering student loans.
The supporters accused the private lenders of abusing the student loan programs for decades. But the president has got a lot of work to do. He's passed the bill. He's got a lot of work selling it because, according to a USA Today Gallup poll out today, 65% of Americans believe these reforms cost too much. 64% say reforms bring too much government involvement into the private healthcare industry. And 58% of us say the reforms don't do enough to stem the increasing health care costs. And that's
so
why
it costs too much,
traveling.
But it doesn't do enough.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't believe they had trouble getting it done.
Interesting story. The experiment to recreate the beginnings of the universe occurred today, and it was a success. The team at the CERN Research Center near Geneva was finally able to get to start smashing subatomic particles today inside the Large Hadron Collider. This is that giant thing that's underneath the ground between France and why are you looking at me like that?
I've heard about it. It's been explained to me a million times, and I still have no idea what it does.
Yeah,
do you know?
I've seen shows on Nova and all this other stuff, and it's, yeah, I mean, I'm not a particle physicist, so I'm sure as heck not going to explain it to you, but
it's like healthcare. It costs too much, and it doesn't do enough.
Yeah. Vote it in.
Eric, do you think you can explain it to us?
Recreate the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell, because what they do is they take these particles, and they have them to go almost to light speed, and then smash, and then they look at what the particles generated are from this heavy-duty, intense collision. If you ever saw the movie Angels and Demons, based on the Dan Brown novel, which has nothing to do with that as its main topic, but it has a huge section on CERN and what it does. What these scientists can do is they can freeze these moments in time, and they can isolate the particles and matter that's being generated by these high-impact collisions to basically analyze whether or not there are alternate dimensions. It is uber, uber cool.
And how will this help erectile dysfunction?
At one time, people thought Gallagher was a great comedian.
A moment in time.
All of that is based on the premise that what they're seeing actually means something, that we can observe other universes. In other words, the premise that colliding these particles will actually show us something is something the average person doesn't understand.
And that we could actually see the beginning of our own universe.
Yes.
To what end?
To what end?
Yeah, why? Why? Why?
Why
get a peek into to get a peek into the God particle?
To disprove God?
Well, or prove God. Scientists are investigating God now.
Yeah.
They're equating this with Christopher Columbus setting off. He really didn't know what he was going to find, and they don't really know, but right. they know that it's an adventure, and you know something will probably result from it.
Well, if anything, alternate energy sources could come of this, and that could be huge.
That would be worth something. Also, I'd like you to be able to grow an ear on the back of a mouse, because I've been waiting for that ever since the picture 5 years ago.
Yeah, was that Photoshop? Okay. That was real, wasn't it? Was
no, it was real.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they can do that.
So, from the very heady news to the not very heady news, a Federal Way school superintendent is warning parents about an internet fad that's gotten 5 kids expelled so far. Kids have been using a popular body spray to light themselves on fire. You may have heard about this. In a message posted on the district's website, mailed to home, Superintendent Tom Murphy is warning against a dangerous activity that's increasing in frequency. 2 sixth grade boys were expelled in February. The most recent incident just last Wednesday. 4 students have been readmitted after completing a fire education program. Murphy says the fad involves kids using Axe body spray and then lighting their clothes or their skin on fire. And when it evaporates quickly, the fire hopefully will go out without burning them.
Oh, is Axe, so the gas in it is flammable.
Well, it's got alcohol in it.
Propellant is flammable.
Yeah, exactly. And mentioned this earlier this morning, Nissan has now announced that the Leaf electric car is going to sell for $32,700 when it goes on sale in the U.S. at the end of the year, an amount that could drive down prices on similar cars made by competitors. The price of the four-door hatchback falls to $25,200 after a $7,000 federal tax credit for electric vehicles.
Are we still the Leaf City?
We are the Leaf City. We got we're part of a $100 million grant to put 2,500 of these chargers around the Seattle Puget Sound area.
So for $25,000, I could have one of the first electric cars.
100% electric. It'll go 100 miles on a single charge. Zero emissions.
And free juice, right? I mean, those charging stations, you just go plug in.
100 miles ain't that far. That's basically means I have to charge it every day like my phone. Can't they give me one that'll still be on standby for a week?
Well, maybe for somebody who commutes for
a couple
long
of miles.
That,
yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Well, my average is about 75 to 80 miles a day, so I guess it would work. On the highway, how fast will it go?
8 miles an hour.
I don't know.
No, I need to do about 80. I mean, 70.
Well, you need, and 80 if danger should come. I mean, you've got to be able to avoid.
You need to be able to swerve from that elk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, they can go as fast as they want. The Tesla cars, which are 100% electric, they work the same way. I drove one of those, and I got up to fast.
So you're going to get one of these?
A Tesla?
No, one of these 25K subcompacts.
Dude, he's got a kid. He got his last new car.
I want a Leaf.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd love it.
You want a Leaf?
When I'm done with the Prius, sure.
Give the Prius to Pearl Jam. They'll just burn it up and pay for it with carbon credits.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
That's news.
Thank you. The Pearl Jam story is worth mentioning, actually. And I don't really hate carbon credits. The concept annoys me a little bit because basically anybody who wants to stink up the planet who happens to have money can actually buy carbon credits and make themselves feel better. Pearl Jam's going to donate, and I say this, I really like what they're doing.
So it's like a self-imposed guilt tax?
It's sort of. They're going to donate $210,000 to plant 33 acres of native trees and plants to make up for all of their,
emissions,
their electricity, their arenas, the air travel, the hotel rooms, all of the stuff that bands use.
And they're planting them right here. I mean, I think like Kent and Kirkland. I mean, this is urban planting. This isn't like out in the North Cascades or something. So
it's good. It's good.
They don't have to do anything.
Right. So then $210,000 isn't that much.
It's huge. They don't have to do anything at all. And they do a lot of good stuff with them, putting air back on the planet.
And that's how much they calculated. There's a carbon tax calculator guy.
Right.
There's like an auditor. And they figure out, okay, how many buses you got? How many fans you think are going to come to each show? How many air miles are you going to log? He crunches the numbers and says this is how much you need to alleviate your guilt.
You could just make everybody come to Washington to see him. But then that would use more.
It would. So they got a green Echo accountant, footprint accountant, an accountant with Birkenstocks and sandals and
hairy legs.
Hairy legs and a ponytail.
And I don't know if he's independent or if if he does it for other companies. Stone Gossard said, though, Microsoft, some of these other companies, maybe they should do that.
They should do the same. Yeah. I'm for it. What's it called? There's a name for it. Carbon credits, but there's what's the cap and trade thing? Isn't that a capping the energy you use or trading it for energy credits or something?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay. Cap and trade is, it's essentially, if you do it voluntarily, it's actually a really good thing. Mm-hmm. But it's essentially the idea to tax businesses based on how much they pollute extra to sort of try and provide an incentive for cleaner things to happen. I'm kind of mixed on that too, because there's so many burdens on businesses already that it's hard to decide how much to do that without hurting business.
And this is the most it's ever been done, at least around here. Pearl Jam holds the record.
Do they?
Nobody's ever bought $200,000 worth.
All right. Well, good job then, I guess.
You nailed cap and trade, too. You aced it. That's what it is.
I've been reading about it for a while. Part of it...
I thought it was an economy thing.
See, here's the weird thing, and this is just my emotions. I'm just being honest with you. I feel like when Al Gore or Pearl Jam just says, we're spewing a lot of stuff here, so let's just buy some goodwill, then I always feel like that's, not as good as not spewing the stuff. But then I want them to tour. I don't want them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they talk about a tax for every corporation to figure out how much carbon they use, and what's that money going to be used for? Theoretically, to promote forms of energy that are super efficient and good for the planet. But how much is the right amount to do that before you're actually doing more harm than good to business?
Well, the idea is to get them to consider and reduce the amount of damage they do to the environment.
Yeah.
But if they're very successful and they have a lot of money, then they don't care as much. They just buy, they have, under this agreement, if I have it right, you can buy extra credits, right?
Right.
To pollute more.
But if it cost you your job or it cost you 20% of your pay, I'm sure you'd think differently about it.
I would.
Yeah.
In this case, they get to specifically say, put some trees right there, put some trees right there. I mean,
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
The conservative point of view, by the way, which I also don't agree with, is to just wait and let fair market, wait and let free enterprise sort it out. Because if there's a way to make energy cheap, then the marketplace will find it, exploit it, and drive it nuts. And that will happen. It's just a question of when. You see?
Yeah, it's what we do. That's democracy.
Yeah.
That's free capitalism.
I can't wait for free energy. I hope I live long. I used to think I hope I live long enough for high definition TV. Now
it.
That's old.
Check that off.
I wanted Blu-rays. I love progress. Do you like progress?
I do. Now, what's the rumor of these boxes that you can put in your house that are going to be endless energy sources soon?
I mean, that's coming.
Yeah, some kind of little box they're working on.
But you can't get them wet or feed them after midnight? Is that what it is?
No. The stuff you're talking about is, what's that called? Fuel cell technology. Fuel cell technology has been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The theory is that in your child's lifetime, at some point, they'll laugh.
At dinosaur juice.
At dinosaur juice.
I hope
there will
hope
be a little
true.
Box, probably involving hydrogen, which will it's still like a fuel that has to be made. But it will spew out water. And a little box will do your whole house, and you'll be off the grid, and you'll do your own.
Yeah, your water heater, your furnace, your hair conditioner, everything will be a thing that sits in a closet. That's
like you're a hot water tank now.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the start of it right there.
Hey, John? John? I think I lost John. Yeah. He's building the electric car charging stations. We're going to have 2,500 of them?
2,550, I think. It's a company called E-Tech that's putting them in.
And so can you also just charge in your garage?
I think you can, yeah. It'll take you longer, but you'll have to... And the cars come with the charger, obviously. Yeah.
So if I pull into a charging station, like say I want to drive across the country, and I can go 100 miles at a time, that's not much.
No.
But if I pull in and wait, like... time to use the bathroom and get some cheese doodles? How much did I get?
Well, I don't know.
Not much at all.
I'm just imagining.
Yeah. No, basically what you want to do is when you go to those charging stations, the voltage is much higher than what you have at home.
Mm-hmm.
So to fully charge a car from nothing, it takes about 2 to 3 hours, sometimes four. If you do it at home, it could take 8 to 10 or 12.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've seen those things at the airport that will supercharge your cell phone? That will charge like a full cell phone battery in like 8 minutes? It's kind of that same superpower, high voltage.
So these charging stations are going to be like laundromats. There's going to be a bar next door to every one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's going to, you got to have a place to kill time, right?
Only thinking, organic brew, though.
Yeah. I was thinking a library would be a good place, yeah. But a bar is more practical.
Hot wings, beer.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Bill in Auburn, go ahead.
Hey, Bob.
You're on.
Yeah, with the program thing, with the 200,000, 210,000, me and my brother-in-law, we just planted 360 trees. I don't know. He's got 15 acres out here in Kent, and he paid 59 cents per tree. So whatever, you know, that 200, I mean, that's a hell of a lot of trees.
That is a lot of trees. 33 acres of trees, they say.
Damn.
Wow.
Great.
Dang.
Do you have a tree farm? Why are you planting them?
No, he just got 15 acres, you know, and he wanted to plant some trees to make basically a sound barrier because he races motorcycles out there. And he went and decided, okay, I'm going to plant some trees, and went and bought 360 of them. He found a place down in Raymond. I think it's from Weyerhaeuser down there, but at 59 cents a tree, you know, and trees are already probably about 2 years old.
Thank you. Bert in Skyway, hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, you said it was, like, expensive to the businesses to buy these carbon credits. Is there a tax benefit for doing that, or is it just you buy the credits and that's all you get is the benefit of helping the environment?
Good question. I don't know. I assume there probably are incentives, tax incentives, yes?
It's actually a retail transaction, so no, it's not. It doesn't have tax consequences.
Okay. There you go. Bert, thank you very much. Before we go, Joe, there was one story you wanted to make sure we got to. Do you remember what it was? Said, don't
oh,
forget.
No, the hydrogen collider. We got it in the...
Got the hydrogen collider.
The halide collider, yeah.
Oh, here's a failed police attempt to revive something that was injured.
Oh, this is my citizen of the week, and it's a shame we can't get a hold of him.
Pennsylvania man attempted to resuscitate a possum. State police say that he hit on the road. Problem is,
was only playing dead.
He really bought into the whole thing that playing possum, it couldn't really be dead.
Yeah, I love it.
He tried everything.
Oh my goodness.
Police it. Came along and said, no, he's really dead.
And you're really drunk.
Donald Wolf was.
You got your mouth on a piece of roadkill.
Did they charge
sir?
Him with being drunk?
Yes, they did.
They did.
Mouth to mouth on roadkill. Yes.
All right.
Citizen of the
Sometimes
week.
Possums are not playing. It's 9:56. That's it for us. Gary Crow is next at KZOK. Hey, last question. A product that Fortune magazine called the most successful product ever marketed in America is celebrating its 50th birthday. And you guess what it is? It's something almost every one of you has used, but very few have actually owned. Joe, what is it?
The Xerox machine. Your office copier is 50 years old this week.
Happy birthday to the copy machine.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
It's time, spring sale time at your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Tires for your passenger car, SUV, or light truck on sale and ready to put on. Les Schwab.
Hey everybody, Fios Guy here, and with me today is the Cable Guy.
Check it out, buddy, we're upgrading our name, getting rid of Comcast.
No more Comcast, huh? So what's your new name?
Xfinity. Sounds cool, right?
So, are you bringing 100% fiber optics straight to the home over 125 HD channels?
Dude, if we upgraded all that stuff, we wouldn't have to upgrade our name.
My point exactly.
No, my point exactly.
It's the same point. If your service were better, you wouldn't need a new fancy name.
That's a good point.
Don't be fooled. Xfinity is the same old Comcast. Verizon Fios has 125 stunning HD channels and great features like instant weather and traffic updates, plus Facebook right on your TV. And four times more very satisfied customers than Comcast, according to a February 2010 ChangeWave research study. So switch to Verizon Fios today and see what a difference 100% fiber optics can make in your family's entertainment experience. This is beyond cable. This is Fios. Fios available in select areas only. Price comparison based on January 2010 online entry-level triple play bundle pricing.
You want the best selection. You want the best service. You want the lowest price. You can find all of these at umazda.com. University Mazda is having a gigantic sale, and it's the Claim Your Mazda sales event. Buy a Mazda 3 with automatic transmission for only $15,999 and get 0% APR for 60 months. That's 5 years of interest-free financing, and also get no payments for 90 days. You heard correctly. Get a brand new 2010 Mazda 3 for $15,999, plus get 0% APR for 60 months and no payments for 90 days. It's all at University Mazda's Claim Your Mazda sales event going on now. Remember, for the best selection, service, and price, see Seattle's exclusive Mazda dealer, University Mazda, and take a test drive today. Call 206-634-1191. That's 206-634-1191. Or visit umazda.com. Price after all rebates and incentives. Most financed through Chase. VINs posted at dealer. Ad expires 3/31/10.
Is your family looking to you to serve up a delicious Easter dinner? Serve a flame-crafted ham from Fred Meyer. It begins with fresh, lean ham that's slow-baked and naturally smoked for 12 hours. Then they sprinkle on a secret blend of spices. Using an open flame, the sugars and spices are caramelized into a delicately crunchy glaze, creating the best ham you'll ever taste. And when it comes time to send home the leftovers,
oh, can I get some of that ham?
It's the one that never gets left. Fred Meyer Flame Crafted Hams are fully cooked and prepared fresh daily. Just drop by your F.G. Meyer meat market. Then take a trip to the produce market for fresh berries and crisp spring asparagus. Your F.G. Meyer Fresh Bakery has delicious Easter desserts, too. And with Freddie's wide selection of wine, you're sure to find just the right bottle to complement your meal. For the finishing touch, fresh flowers for the perfect spring centerpiece. Make your Easter dinner one to remember with great food from Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
We're Hillbilly Highway, and we hit our stride at Emerald Downs.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody's gonna slow me down. Oh, no. I've gotta keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm running and I won't touch ground. Oh, no. I've gotta keep on moving.
The Puget Sound's most unique sport is back at the track all summer long at Emerald Downs. The excitement of live horse racing gives you the chance to be a winner every race day. And with a breathtaking outdoor setting in the shadow of Mount Rainier, free general parking, and free admission for anyone under 18, you're already a winner. The season kicks off Friday, April 9th, and it's going to be a high-definition opening night. We're giving away 40 LCD TVs with drawings after every race. Find race times and more at EmeraldDowns.com.
Hit your stride at Emerald Downs.
You look at me and you see your past. Is that the reason why you're running so fast? And you said, ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Now through March 31st is the best time to get your new Nissan. This is Nissan Now, a sales event with our best deals ever on our best cars ever. Right now, get 0% financing on most new Nissans. This is Nissan Now. Get 0% financing on reliable sedans, crossovers, trucks, and SUVs. Hurry, this event ends March 31st. Get to a Nissan dealer now. APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Excludes Versa 1.6 GTR 370Z in Q. Ends 3/31/10.
What if a bank did more than take care of your money and took the time to find out what's really important? At KeyBank, we talk to you about the big and small things. From how to set up mobile banking and bill pay, to what's the best way to tap into your home's equity, to managing your company's cash flow. So together, we can take care of all those things that matter most today and tomorrow. Stop into your nearest KeyBank, start a conversation, and unlock your possibilities. KeyBank is a member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With Marvin Windows and Doors, no project is too big or too small. They have a design that fits your style. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Watch the madness and taste the glory of the hottest college tournament around from the best seats in the house. Pull up a chair at your favorite Washington Hooters locale and indulge your team spirit with America's favorite cheerleaders. Enjoy the signature Hooters fare you crave, like wings, burgers, and fried pickles. And wash it all down with unbeatable prices on the drinks you love, including the latest brews on tap during the March Mug Club. Get in the game at one of four Washington Hooters.
102.5 KZOK, Seattle. Gary Crow starts 40 minutes of nonstop classic rock. Now, on the home of classic rock, 102.5 KZOK. 102.5 KZOK FM. KZOK HD Channel 1 Seattle. The classic rock station.